got a dog or cat, particularly if they're kept outside, just to make sure they've a warm place to lie, warm place to sleep at night, consider providing some extra heating, such as an infrared lamp for your dog or cat in the shed or kennels where they sleep outdoors. And just also ensure that they've got a water supply, that the water isn't frozen over. Make sure, like, break the ice if the water's ice, and maybe heat up the water by putting some hot water into their drinking bowl so that they've got some separate water. They're not drinking ice cold water. And that'll just help to keep them warm, make sure their shed is warm, their kennel is warm, draft-proof, snow-proof and waterproof, and keep them warm and comfortable. For dogs and cats kept indoors, it should be okay. Just keep them safe. Don't leave them out. If you have dogs and cats inside, don't leave them out, particularly for long periods in this. And don't lock them out. Just forget about them or go away and leave them locked out. Make sure your cat flap as well is operating, that it doesn't ice over and your cat doesn't get trapped outside. It's an indoor cat. Also, just in terms of people taking their dogs for a walk in this weather, just be careful. Wear the right footwear. Wear high-vis clothing. Make sure you don't have an accident yourself or trip or fall while you're taking your dog for a walk, which, you know, with the best of intentions, that can happen, you know.
And say for animals such as farm animals, for example, would you have any other tips or advice in terms of caring for them during this time?
Yeah, again, in terms of, you know, farm animals, cattle and sheep are naturally designed to generate their own heat. They've got the rumen, their large stomach, and they generate a lot of heat from their digestive process. So, you know, that keeps them warm during winter, and their coats are particularly well suited to insulation. So that'll help with that. So the cattle and sheep, you know, do quite well outdoors, even in cold weather. Just make sure that, again, they've got a sheltered place to lie. Make sure they've got a water supply that's not iced over. If they're drinking from a river or lake, make sure it's not iced over. If they're using drinkers, break the ice. Make sure that they've got to drink. Also consider introducing extra feed, hay, silage, concentrates for cattle and sheep outdoors in this weather, because they really won't be able to forage much. Even there is some grass, they'll forage very little in this weather from frosty grass. Just ensure their nutrition is adequate. And also in terms of, you know, lambs, some people have early lambs born now. Just they need that extra husbandry now, extra minding now in this exceptionally cold weather.